questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about worshipping Allah. And what is the most useful worshipping of Allah? Is it so that, for example, the Muslims worship Allah and do ibadah out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially because of his chastisements and not giving us rewards in the other world, is such a worship and ibadah at all true? Can we consider it as a kind of authentic type of ibadah or not?
So we have a tradition that says that we have three kind of worship.
Uh-huh.
A worship of a businessman.
This is from Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. I would say a masum because I'm fasting.
Okay.
So I know that it's a masum. Some would say Imam Ali, some would say Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Okay. But by saying masum, safe.
Okay.
It is said that we have three kinds of worship: a worship of a businessman who seeks profit by worshiping Allah out of the good that he is going to get from Allah, the thawab, the heaven, and everything. Other one is a worship of a slave, of a servitude, that is a worship of a person who. Of a slave that is scared of the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a third worship that is the best of three, that he worships Allah for it is Allah's right to be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not because of fear, not because of the good that he's going to get.
Yes.
However, let me say this as well. When someone says that he is worshipping, or for example, I'm doing this because it is his right to be worshipped, doesn't mean that I don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Yeah. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the way I worship him is not because of that chastisement that he's going to give me. The primary objective for me is because I know Allah is capable of being worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of being able to...
This is, we call it khushu', isn't it? Yes.
With humbleness.
Humbleness,
and kindness,
that's right. And this is not a khawf, for example.
It's not khawf.
No, it is not, for example, like the ordinary fear and usual fear that we have in life. They say that, for example, just look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was as brave as a lion in the battlefield against the kuffar, but he was as humble and as fearful as a child during midnight prayer. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
You know, shedding tears like a baby, okay?
Yeah.
So I think understanding this and this significance is very important. And because we know that we believe in Allah as Rahman and Rahim, so we don't want to give people a kind of harsh picture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So by fear here, we usually mean to be pious before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So, okay?
Yeah. At the same time, as I said, like the worshipping of Allah as him being having the right of being worshipped, as the same time I said that it doesn't mean that you do not fear Allah. The fear of God is there for a mere person, a mere human being. Fear has a capacity.
Okay.
So, for example, if we see personally our lives,
yes,
our lives are shaped out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
A small child, out of fear of parents, would not do something bad.
Yes.
You see? A father, out of fear of a father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
would not mistreat his wife.
Yes.
The mother.
Yes.
A thief, out of fear of police, would try not to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
The fear is there. But the fear of a thief is something different. So if it is necessary for him, he will steal, but he'll try not to get caught. But that fear is still there. It depends on the measurement of the fear a person has,
mm-hmm.
will stop him to do something that is against moral beliefs.
Yes.
So here we have, like, for regarding the fear of Allah, someone would come and say that there are some verses regarding fear of Allah. So here we have that fear of God stands for the mental pains arisen from the anticipation of God's punishment for the commitment of acts of disobedience to Him. It enjoins holding on straightforwardness and forbids vices and sins. For that reason, the Sharia has paid considerable attention to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah's knowledgeable servants fear Him. Allah's knowledgeable servants?
Yes.
We have this riwayah, believing in Allah, worshipping Allah because of His right to be worshipped. So they know His fear, they understand Allah's fear. Allah is majestic and all-pardoning. Those who fear their Lord in secret will receive forgiveness and great reward. However, those who had feared their Lord and restrained their soul from acting according to their desires, paradise will be their dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an outcome of this fear. And because Allah is stating this much in the Holy Quran, fear is one of the factor of making someone go towards the righteousness, towards taqwa, and towards heaven in a long term.
That's all right. But for sure, the chastisements of Allah and the atab and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, we can say, true, isn't it?
Yeah, they're true. And that's why it is for this reason. Because as we say that Allah is ghafoor,
yes,
Allah is Rahim.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have this kind of statements that Allah punishes.
Yes.
You see? For goodness, we normally don't fear. We take, it's not advantage, but we take our conscience level higher. We try to do better in what good we do.
Mm-hmm.
But for that, we are sure that inshallah we'll reach that place. But when it comes to fear, when Allah says He will punish you for this, He will punish you for that. When we see this kind of punishment, we don't know where Allah's mercy will take place and where it won't take place.
Yes.
And therefore, out of ihtiyat, we try to refrain away from desires and mm-hmm. sin.
Okay, that's right.
And do good.
Okay, that's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, and the second question for today's discussion, Brother Suhail, is that why is it that so many people do not feel happy, even wealthy ones? What is the true meaning of happiness according to Islam?
Okay, according to Islam, we have some traditions, different traditions about happy. One is that there's a tradition that says from Abdullah bin Abbas, "I have not benefited from any saying after the saying of the Prophet, apart from this one, verily man feels happy when he manages to grasp something that he was about to miss.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saddened when he misses something that was within his grasp. So let your happiness lie in all that you can seize of the hereafter."
Okay.
"And let your regret lie in all that which passes you by of it." If we see this, we want to combine this. We can say that when we are in the month of Ramadan,
yes,
right now, we are fasting. And from the moment we start fasting till we reach iftar, our aim and our happiness is to be able to put a debt and open our fast.
Yes.
That is how happiness is. Or, for example, maybe not for us, but for a child, Ruze Avaliha,
yes.
The first kids that are fasting for the first time.
First year, that's
for,
right.
For a child that is fasting, when it reaches the moment of iftar, he's very much excited
mm-hmm.
of having that first bite and being happy that it is my first time to fast from sun up to sundown, from Fajr to Ghurub. The basic of happiness, we have traditions again, the basics of happiness. Happiness is useless without tenderness. Then we have another tradition, the root of intellect is power, and its fruit is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So here is saying that the one of the foundations of happiness is intellect.
Yes.
A lot of people today, if they are not happy, one of the reasons might be this, is because they don't have knowledge of something, and therefore they can't seem to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, right now, we see the mere sadness that often occurs in mankind is the sadness of a person leaving this world.
Yes.
That is the highest sadness that a person can feel.
Yes.
But when a person dies, so those around him, those related to him, they feel sad. But the person himself who passes away, if he was a mu'min, then he is actually relieved.
Yes.
You see? And we have seen this in a lot of NDEs, near-death experiences, whether it is from around the world, where everyone is temporary, he sees death and comes back. They themselves say that the moment we leave our body, we feel to have more power, we feel to have more relief than when we were in that body.
That's all right.
You see? Okay. So where the happiness that we see is one of the ways is because of lack of intellect, lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Lack of understanding. So when we have a knowledge that is required, we won't feel sadness. We will understand happiness even in terms of normal incapabilities like death, worries, not having money, not having job. If we understand the benefit, for example, a Muslim or a Muslimah, if
yes.
they understand the concept of Allah, they
yes.
believe in Allah that He's the Razik, He's the one who gives. So if I have this knowledge that Allah is the one who is giving, then even if now I don't have, I won't be sad, for I know the one who gives me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. And the true meaning of happiness is finding a kind of, we can say, sa'ada, prosperity and salvation in both
yes.
this world and the hereafter. That's why we see that, for example, the mere laughing and smiling will not bring a kind of happiness and joy inside,
yeah.
isn't it? This is what Islam says, that the joy and the happiness inside is very much from the happiness and the laughing and the smiling on the face.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that has its own benefit.
Yes.
They call it tabassum.
Yes.
Of which they say that when a person smiles, because now here we have one thing that is regarding to smiling
yes.
and happiness. It has a connection. They say that, for example, here we have whoever makes another believer happy, makes Allah happy.
Yes.
He becomes happy.
Yes.
You see, in this we understand that, and also we have a tradition that another thing, if I'm not mistaken, another thing that is highest in ibadah or activities that are counted as worship after salah is making a believer happy.
Yes.
If you make a believer happy, that comes second stage after salah. And when you make someone happy, so how does a person find happiness while giving to someone happiness? Right now, we are in the month of Ramadan, so I would try to relate it in this month. In this month, we give sadaqah, but
yes.
at the same time, we take care of the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to the orphans and give them biscuits and other things, when we
yes.
give them, the smile that they portray, that
mm-hmm.
smile is not planned.
Yes.
You know, elders do plan.
Yes.
I'll feel good, I'll
yes,
smile.
Yes.
I'll do that. Kids don't have that kind of capacity, the young ones. When you give them something, they smile, they become happy. When they become happy, you feel the happiness internally, inside you.
Yes.
That kind of happiness is what everyone is looking for.
Okay, that's
yeah.
right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration on this topic too. It was very kind of you.
Yeah. No problem.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن